WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Several nations, including the United States, working to evacuate their citizens from Sudan. U.S. so far just indicating limited military help for those still there trying to leave. Pentagon spokesman General Patrick Ryder.
Maintaining an understanding of the situation on the ground in order to, for example, look at potential land routes out of Sudan.
One of the nation's strictest anti-abortion laws is now in place with North Dakota's Republican governor's signature. It bans abortion at 6 weeks with no exception for rape or incest. President Biden today to reporters at the White House asking if he'll run for re-election.
Stay tuned.
Strong crowds outside the Montana state capitol supporting the state's only transgender representative, Zoe Zephyr, silenced by leaders over saying that their anti-transgender law will leave blood on their hands. This is ABC News. British singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran has been accused of lifting the melody from Marvin Gaye's 1973 classic Let's Get It On and using it for his hit Thinking Out Loud. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains why this is about more than just a melody.
Marvin Gaye's co-writer Ed Townsend, whose heirs are the ones that are bringing this lawsuit and say they're entitled for a share of the profit from Sheeran's 2014 hit. So it isn't just a matter of theme or some general similarities. They really have to find the specifics about the song were inappropriately taken.
No word yet if Sheeran will have to testify. The sister of an American detained in Russia again demanding his release. Former Marine Paul Whelan's sister Elizabeth speaking as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov chaired a UN Security Council session.
Paul has not committed a crime, but a crime has been committed against him.
Russia has held Paul Whelan since 2018. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Flooding is a concern in river communities in southwest Wisconsin. The Mississippi River in La Crosse has hit major flood stage and should get higher. Several streets are closed in Prairie du Chien. In Grant County, people are having to evacuate their homes. There's a hearing set for a Madison courtroom on May 4th challenging Wisconsin's restrictive abortion law. The state Justice Department plans to argue more recent legislation leaves the 1849 ban unenforceable.
We've argued that those recent laws impliedly repealed the 1849 ban. We've got really strong arguments.
That's Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call on WISN-TV's Upfront program. The case is expected to go all the way to the state Supreme Court. In sports, the Bucks try to pull even in their playoff series at Miami tonight. The Brewers host Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So I guess $787 million settlement made Fox News, I don't know, look inward a little bit. Raising that individual deduction to a living wage deduction. And I think that is a fabulous idea and would be enormously helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and absolutely. And actually, the Patriotic Millionaires were talking about some non-tax things, too. Right. They were talking about raising the minimum wage. And, you know, again, it's kind of this combination of things where too many jobs just don't pay enough to get by. And then we're cutting the services that would, you know, that you'd kind of use alongside a job to make your life work. Right. Like you need affordable transportation. You need your roads not to kill your car, you know, kill your car when you drive down the street. And, you know, you need to be able to send your kids to a decent school. And in too many parts of America, those things just aren't a given.
No, I'm right there with you, Amy. So last line of questioning I've got for you, because, you know, I think we have to have this conversation every day. And I know taxes are not something sexy and to get really excited about. But the reality is you go back to the socialist President Dwight Eisenhower's tax code. You know, corporations were paying considerably higher than they're paying now. The wealthy were paying enormously high. Well, what was the corporate tax rate in 53? What, about 56%?
There was a point when it was up to 90%.
Not the corporate. The corporate.
Not
tax.
The corporate. Sorry. The tax on billionaires. Yeah. And so, you know, that's, I think, the irony is that you'll have people implying that trickle down works, when in fact the time that this country had the fastest growth, when incomes were growing across the board, you know, black, white, middle income, low income, high income, everybody's income was growing, life expectancies were growing, you know, education levels were growing, and that was at the time when we had the highest level of taxation, and corporations were doing just fine. Yep. Because you had a lot of people able to buy the products. You had people living longer. You had, you had workers who could afford to retire. And it made a lot more sense in a lot of ways.
You still had rich people. So, you know, 1952, top corporate rate, 52%. Now, because of Trump, down to 21%. You know, that same year, top marginal tax rate on rich people, 92%. Now you're looking at 37%, and actually it was down to 28% during the Reagan years. And you wonder how we got this upside down wealth situation going on. Is what we redistributed from people who actually work to the folks who don't. And I go back to that premise. You know, when we had a tax code that had, some progressivity to it, there was a reason to pay higher wages. There was a reason to reinvest. Now we got stock buybacks. We're taxing at one measly rotten percent. Really?
Yeah, right. And then you look at Best Buy, right, who threw away all their money on stock buybacks and are put, you know, closing down and workers aren't even going to get any retirement security at all. It's a shame, but it's easy to fix, right? I mean, it's just a matter of will. And the fact is, most people want most of this stuff. Like, most people think that billionaires should pay more. Most people don't think that there should be, you know, money that goes totally untaxed, which there is right now because of the stepped up basis where you can, you know, have your wealth accumulate. And then if you die without selling it, all that wealth just vanishes into thin air. Most people think corporations should pay. And so, you know, there's a lot we could do if we just had politicians who weren't kind of in the pockets of the very wealthiest lobbyists.
And it comes back to us, and why I think what you are doing and what you're doing with the Kellogg Foundation is important. I hope they'll check out the website, everychildthrives.com. Well, they'll find your piece there, right?
Yeah, that's right. And they can go to ITEP.org too, which is ITEP, my organization, Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. Find a whole mess of stuff on how, how the rich get away with paying less and how we can fix it all.
There you go. Good stuff. We'll get links out on social media. Amy Hanauer, I appreciate you taking time for us. Thanks so much. Great piece. Again, I hope you'll come back and share with us again in the near future.
Always great to talk to you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Amy. Good seeing you again. Again, you want to check out that website, itep.org, ITEP.org. You'll get lots of information there. Also, everychildthrives.com, the website, if you want to check out the pieces that they're doing there. Going to take a quick break. right back. Stick around. Listen to the Rick Smith Show. We're working people on the time.
Are open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-7425.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1999. A headline from the Los Angeles Times declared dock crews to halt work in support of death row inmates. Up and down the West Coast, the ports stood silent. The International Longshoremen and Warehousemen's Union had called their members off the job for a one-day strike. They did this to protest the death sentence for Mumia Abdul-Jamal. Mumia was a black activist and journalist who was on death row accused of killing a police officer in Philadelphia. Yet many peace and justice activists in the United States and beyond have questioned the evidence leading to his conviction. In October of 1998, the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Mumia. Jack Heyman, a member of the executive board of the Longshoremen's Union in San Francisco, explained the context of his union's protest in a piece he wrote for the San Francisco Chronicle. He wrote, quote, "Labor and minorities share a common history of being victimized by the criminal justice system in this country. Both have long been aware of police repression and the unequal use of the death penalty against minorities and the poor. From the Haymarket Martyrs, who rallied workers for the 8-hour day, to Harry Bridges, the Longshore Union leader targeted for deportation for being a red, to the Black Panther Party, whose program of self-defense put it on the FBI's list." In San Francisco, longshoremen chanted, "An injury to one is an injury to all. Free Mumia Abdul-Jamal." Protests against Mumia's execution took place across Europe in cities like London, Madrid, Dublin, and Amsterdam, and by unions in France, Brazil, and South Africa. After 30 years on death row, Mumia's sentence was commuted to life without parole. He is still in prison. Labor History in 2, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.
You're listening to The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
I get it a lot from people going, "No, you talk about taxes too much." No, taxes, this is how we... It's how we fund the things we want. It's how we have decent infrastructure, how we fund education, how we pay for the military we all love to talk about. This is how past generations were able to distribute wealth in a way that society as a whole got better. And look, when we were talking amongst the patriotic millionaires, one of their common fears is they know they've got it good. They know they're okay. They worry about the pitchforks coming out. When the next recession hits, and look, Republican policies over this debt ceiling are moving us in that direction, they know that it could be their heads on platters. There's a lot of self-interest in the patriotic millionaire saying, "Hey, tax us, use our money in a way that's going to benefit society." It seems logical. Let's quick go to the phones. Got Grayson on line one. Grayson, how you doing today?
I'm doing really, really well, Rick. Thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind, brother?
I think you put it very well there. They're scared, and I think that it is actually the fear and the needs of the very wealthy that's driving the debt ceiling plan, and specifically the fact that there are these enhanced work requirements, totally new work requirements for Medicaid and enhanced work requirements for SNAP. I think that they have come to see, look, you have a bunch of low-wage workers who are never unionizing, never fighting back in any way, and now they're unionizing all across the country. They're demanding better wages. They're willing to quit their jobs. They're making up all this like media rhetoric around like the term quiet quitting. So they're thinking, okay, maybe they're getting a little too comfortable, and we're going to have to take away their health insurance so that if they decide, oh yes, I'm going to quit my job because they're not paying me very well, or I'm going to wind up unionizing and going on strike, that they're going to lose their health insurance through Medicaid, which is how these low-wage workers are getting their health coverage, and then tightening up things on SNAP, which already had work requirements. So it seems like it's less about saving the government money in their budget and more about disciplining labor and stopping labor organizing, both in the formal sense and in the more informal, people quitting their jobs and deciding that they won't take those bad conditions anymore. Because now you won't even have health insurance if you go ahead and you fight back against the boss in the slightest way.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, we've been talking about that for months now. And, and it doesn't even have to be conspiratorial, Grayson. The Federal Reserve said we need to make, you know, make more layoffs so that the job market isn't as tight, so that workers aren't as willing to quit and then go on strike. None of this stuff should be a surprise to working people. But what's surprising to me is, you know, just how easy it is for the Republicans to go ahead and push for the things that are going to do exactly what you said, without fear of consequence from you, me, or anybody else, or the people that it's going to affect. That's the surprise part to me.
Yeah, I think it's because they've gotten comfortable in the fact that they got the House in the last election. They've gotten very comfortable with it. And I was actually an organizer in the Tea Party movement back eons ago before coming to the left. And the one thing that I've seen, and that I think they might repeat again with this recession, is that they can twist the rhetoric to make it seem like for those who are in the middle class, upper middle class, those types of people, even the lower middle class, get them to believe the reason why the economy is so bad is because there are people that are taking handouts and that there's too much money being given out by government, and the whole taxed enough already shtick might be coming right back, because they know how to twist it in a way that people believe, basically gaslight themselves into believing that they and people that are closer to them in economic proximity than the wealthy people are actually the problem, instead of pointing to the actual problem.
No, you're so spot on.
They've gotten too comfortable with the ability use rhetoric.
No, I mean, that's spot on.
Thank
and look, you.
You
know, as a former Tea Party organizer that you say you were, I remember at the beginning telling my labor friends that you should be getting involved in this Tea Party movement because it's your issue. It's jobs. It's manufacturing. It's the stuff that working class people should have been taking over. And sadly, it was co-opted by the wealth class, the Americans for Prosperity, and those groups who heavily funded that to make it take a really radical right-wing turn. But at the beginning of it, I was all on board. Yeah, let's talk about jobs. Let's talk about reshoring manufacturing. And let's talk about taxes, because I think the working class is taxed enough. We're not taxing the billionaires. That's the problem.
Yes, it's that bigger picture that they deliberately don't want you to see, and people just don't get it. And that's why I'm so glad that there are voices out there like yourself that are willing to say that over and above all the noise that's going out there.
No, I appreciate it, Grayson. Thank you so much. I'd love to hear
from you
again.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Thanks so much. No, this is, again, you know, I go back to this, and I remember this, and I'm glad Grayson brought this up. I remember this like it was yesterday. When the first Tea Party group started under this guise of, we're taxed enough already. And for those who don't know what tea means, that's what it means. And I remember telling my labor friends, look, get people to these meetings, educate these people, because these folks, they're the talk radio crowd. The talk radio crowd got them in the room. They're active, they're engaged, they're angry. Get in there and educate them on labor issues. Get in there and talk to them about actual tax policy instead of letting the right fill their heads with Fox and with all of the right-wing blather and all of the, it's the others' fault. It's all of this social spending. It's all of those people who are doing this to you. The guy who stood up in, you know, not too far from where I live and said, you get your government hands off my Medicare. Had there been someone in that room to say, whoa, buddy, you do realize Medicare's government program. You do get that, right? Had someone sat him down and talked to him a little bit, probably would have been a different outcome. And this is the place where I keep coming back to time and time again. We've got to be talking to working class people and educating on the issues that are really important. And the tax issue is right there, one of the most important issues that we've got going on. Seriously, it is one of the most important things. Because if they continue to rob us blind, they continue to pocket the wealth and the fruits of our labor, there's a serious problem. And this is why I think I'm hopeful. I am hopeful. Let's quick go to the phones. I got real quick Lewis online too. Lewis, how are we doing today?
I'm doing all right, Rick. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to what you're saying tonight, and brother, you are hitting it out the park. Everything you're saying is on point.
Appreciate
and
it, brother.
I just wanted to add, excuse me?
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I just wanted to add, you know, when you were talking about why it takes 2 and 3 paychecks to make it, you know, the problem is this, right? Like you said, during the middle of the 20th century, all these programs defined benefits and, you know, and making more money go down to the workers, it was fine. You know, there was nothing wrong with what America was doing in this middle part of the 20th century. As you said, incomes are going for everybody. Now, because of this kind of fetish on neoliberalism, it's running the country into the damn ground, you know? And being a former academic, I know the damage it's been doing to higher ed. So, you know, I agree with you. We really need to come together and say enough is enough. And I just want to say, you know, in regards to working people, that category, we all need to think of it as being expanded, because the research I've done, you have people who have done everything right and had these nice white-collar, you know, professional jobs, and they're struggling paycheck to paycheck.
Yep.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that they bought too many luxuries.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media app. News.